Hi there. The word for you today is, you've been forgiven. So live like it. In Hebrews 8, verse 12, God said, I will remember your sins no more. What a promise. Now, when Satan brings up your past, what you need to do is remind him about what God said. And here's what God said. I will remember your sins no more. Now, it's not that God's forgetful. It's that he chooses not to remember your sins. And when you choose otherwise, you question his forgiveness. You allow Satan to condemn and guilt trip you. You forfeit the confidence you need to receive what God has promised you. 1 John 3, verse 21 says, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatsoever things we ask of him we receive. Look, when you keep rehearsing your past, you not only keep it alive, but you empower it. What you keep on deposit, you're more likely to withdraw and act on in a moment of impulse or weakness. Just as nobody knows when a dormant volcano may erupt, you can't predict when an unresolved issue will resurface again. Turning your words into hot coals and your behavior into a blaze of destruction, you got to deal with it. Only by accepting God's forgiveness and forgiving yourself and others can you break the hold that the past has over you. Listen, shame isn't a blessing. It's a weight that Jesus has already borne for you on the cross. So set it down and walk away. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Now, you'll notice there's a north pole and a south pole, but no east or west pole. Why? Because that distance is infinite, and it cannot be measured. Are you getting the idea here? Anytime Satan brings up your past, it's because he hopes you're ignorant of this truth, and he fears your future, and wants to rob you of it. Don't take the bait. He's called the accuser of our brethren because that's what he does. He's the voice of accusation and condemnation within you, telling you you're not worthy of God's blessing, you can't be used by God, pointing you to the past. When that happens, don't take the bait. Point him to the cross of Christ. Refuse to discuss it further and keep moving forward. Okay, that's the word for you today.